Once, a long, long time ago, in the southern part of India, there ruled a nice and a very kind king called Kavera. Kavera and his wife were one of the most ideal king and queen who ruled the southern part of India. And they were adored by their people. But Kavera and his wife were childless. They prayed to Lord Brahma and they were blessed with a divine child, a girl baby who was named as Kaveri, the daughter of Kavera. And as Kaveri grew older, she grew up with the good qualities of both her mother and father. She always wanted to do good for her people, for her kingdom. She always wanted to be of service to the people of her kingdom. As she grew older, she was always thinking about how she can help her father run the kingdom more efficiently. And it was during this time that there was a bad famine in the kingdom. There was not even a single drop of water in any of the rivers, the lakes, or the ponds or the streams. King Kavera was worried. The people in his kingdom didn't have water to drink. They didn't have water to grow their crops. So he did not know what to do. And so, one fine day, he realizes that he knows what he has to do. And he goes to a very learned sage called Sage Agastya and begs him. He tells Sage Agastya, "O Agastya Muni, my kingdom is suffering from famine. There has not been rainfall in my kingdom from the past 2 years. My people are dying. There are no crops growing in my kingdom. Can you please save my kingdom?" Sage Agastya liked King Kavera a lot because of all his good qualities. He promises King Kavera, "Do not worry, O king. I will do my level best." And saying this, Sage Agastya carries the kamandala in which most of the sages hold holy water for them to drink and walks from the Sahyadri Mountains, the Sahaya Mountains, up to the Kailasa where Shiva lives. Sage Agastya is a great devotee of Shiva, and he knew that if he requested Shiva, he would not say a word and would grant a boon to him. And Agastya walks up to Kailasa and tells Lord Shiva, "The kingdom down in the southern part of India has not received rainfall. O Lord, can you please bless us with the ever-flowing Ganga whom you have locked in your tresses or in your mat of hair? Only you can control Ganga. The same way, can you give us one branch of Ganga so that she flows down in the southern part of India?" Shiva looks at Sage Agastya, blesses him, and fills his kamandala with the water of the Ganga, who is tied up in the mat of his hair. His matted locks are the only thing which can control the ferocious energy of Ganga. Otherwise, her waters would rush through the whole of the country and be flooded. Sage Agastya fills up his kamandala and again walks down from the Kailasa down to the Sahyadris. And then he enters a beautiful place in Bhagamandala. And there he keeps his kamandala down, thinking, it's evening. Let me turn towards the setting sun and offer my thanks to Shiva. And saying this, he keeps his kamandala filled with the water of Ganga down on a flat surface and turns towards the setting sun. A crow who is watching Sage Agastya from high above a tree swoops down, sits on the handle of the kamandala and puts the kamandala down with its sharp talons or claws. The moment Ganga is released from Sage Agastya's kamandala, she flows and she flows down and down. She flows, and wherever she flows, she makes the land green. She nourishes the land green. She gives life to each and every thing that she touches. The place where Ganga originates from in South India is called as Talakaveri. And because it is the land of Kavera, the river is named Kaveri after his daughter. Because his daughter used to sit in the exact spot where the crow had put the kamandala down and meditate for the good of her people. Sage Agastya is angry. How dare an ordinary crow put his kamandala down? And he chases the crow. The crow just vanishes and appears before him as Ganapati. And Ganapati looks at Sage Agastya and tells him, it was I, Sage Agastya, it was I who put your kamandala down. This is the spot which is the most sacred spot in this whole kingdom. This is the spot that Kaveri, the daughter of Kavera, would sit and meditate. And that is why she flows from here. The Kaveri which nourishes this land, this beautiful land of the southern part of India. She originates in the heart of the Western Ghats, that is Talakaveri, between the beautiful surroundings of Coorg, and from there she flows down the plains of our beautiful state Karnataka, and then she goes to Tamil Nadu, and finally she meets her destination. The sea at the Bay of Bengal, at a place called Pumpuhar. And even now, on a day when the river Kaveri overflows and the farmers are done with their farming for the season, everybody goes and prays at this beautiful spot called Talakaveri. And there they worship the goddess Kaveri because she blesses them with her all bountiful nature.